We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Sheeman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 993 ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app, also on Facebook Live. Thanks for checking us out on a Tuesday. Had a great time with Greg Murphy, Jimmy Dunn, Mike. Comedy on the Fly. They are at the Residence Inn at Gulf Coast Town Center every night at 7 o'clock. And they had a little special, in case you didn't miss, you missed it there. Mention Robert Kraft.
Robert or Robert
or
Kraft.
RKK.
You get in for free.
Any form of Robert Kraft.
Yeah, any form.
And Bob.
And the cover charge.
No cover.
It's normally about $20.
Freebie.
So you're saving.
It's a good deal.
It is.
Free comedy. We have free time to laugh. What's better than that?
Mm-hmm. Give you an excuse to splurge on the top shelf stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so I enjoyed them very much. That was
excellent.
Good. So they'll be great. And they're here all like throughout
March
spring training, right?
March 22nd, yep.
All right, very good. All right, we need to update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll. A lot of issues going on. And then we'll kind of get back. There's an update on the Russell Westbrook nonsense from last night. And still, as of 5 o'clock Eastern on a Tuesday, no Le'Veon Bell signing that we know of.
Nope.
Don't count on Ian Rappaport to break it because it'll be wrong.
Well, maybe.
Most likely.
It'll be.
Second source.
It'll be what?
It'll be.
Yeah.
How can they live? Why can't they be?
All right.
What do you think Le'Veon Bell will sign? Well over 400 votes. Jets, Raiders, Texans, or other. 39% say Jets. 33% say other. A lot of those others are Ravens fans. And 22% Raiders. 6% Texans. Is it okay to make out in a movie theater? Chris went to see Captain Marvel last night. Two 20-year-olds are going at it. A couple of rows in front of them. 55% say yes, surprisingly.
And I got a problem with that same couple. They did something else before I even got into the movie theater.
Finish this off.
If you were Teddy Bridgewater, would you rather be a starter in Miami or a backup in New Orleans? And 53% say New Orleans.
I think he'd agree
as
with
a backup.
47%
Miami.
All right. So. Thank you for that. Now, in case you missed the beginning of the show at 2 o'clock, I don't even remember it. I was fresh in off the dental chair. I can now feel my face. But Chris came in, and if I recall, said that he saw Captain Marvel last night, and you liked it. Two thumbs up.
It was good, yes.
Now, Marvel is the chick?
Yes.
The superhero chick?
Yeah.
She's
not
a
like-
lady.
Okay.
And awesome.
She's not a spin-off. Like, who would win in a fight I don't know, like Linda Carter.
Linda Carter?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman versus Captain Marvel.
That's Gal Gadot.
Who's winning that battle?
That'd be an epic battle, to be honest with you.
Is that a Marvel versus...
That's Marvel and DC, so it's not really the same.
I still don't know. I know some of what Captain hurt, but she seems almost invincible, almost like Wolverine. It would take an extraordinary amount of circumstances to defeat her.
I don't want to talk about it too much because it is still a new movie, and I want to give everybody plenty of time to go and see it.
Did it open last night or last week?
It opened like last week, but... Thursday at 10 was the first time you could go see it. So,
and by the way, you went solo, which we've agreed is okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I enjoy it, actually. I prefer it that way.
All right. So without saying much more. So you had this couple right in front of you. Now, was this theater full or was it like, you know, kind of half empty?
No, it wasn't. Half empty.
Could this couple have sat anywhere else except right in front of you and started making out?
I went to Bell Tower. Which Bell Tower recently, I don't know when, but they've gone to the assigned seats.
What?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I haven't been there in a while.
No, I prefer the assigned seats.
Everybody, I don't know what theater that doesn't do that.
Well, they were the holdout because it's right around the corner from my house. I enjoy the movie theater I went to as a kid.
Yeah, right.
So so this couple, right, they ended up having the two seats in front of me.
Yeah.
And they're leaning over, smooching throughout the movie. And it's like, you know what, guys, just... Watch the movie. Watch the film. You paid good money to be in here. Uh-huh. Watch the film.
Were they an attractive couple?
They weren't ugly.
Okay.
Wouldn't, you know.
Just adding to the, never mind.
Not a couple tens hanging out with each other, but you know. But
you don't want the opposite. You don't want a couple of twos mowing on each other because that'll make you sick to your stomach. All right.
I'd say the girl was a 6 and the guy was a 4.
They got no business making out in front of you like that.
I agree. But anyway, so they did something before I even got into the movie theater that kind of chapped my hide. It rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
There were only 2 concession lines open.
Right.
She went in one line. He went in the other.
To kind of save a space in case the other one got there first?
Right. Oh. Exactly. And they're communicating throughout. And I'm kind of thinking like, you know what? This is poor form.
Yeah.
But I'm not that critical of it because I've done it myself.
Yeah.
There's, in the line that I'm in, I have the gentleman, the guy in front of me.
Right.
Right? And then there's one group in front of him, and they're ordering.
Yeah.
They're doing the thing, so the girlfriend walks over
right,
and gets in line with the boyfriend in front of me. No.
Wow.
I don't like it, but it's not the end of the world.
Okay.
Well, these lines are starting to back up a little bit. Yeah. We're getting close to showtime. People want to see Captain Marvel. This is a big movie.
Right.
It continues the MCU.
And I like the previews, too, and you're missing out on that.
Right. People are excited.
Okay.
So, a 3rd concession line opens right next to us, just to the right.
Now, the proper etiquette is the second person in line, not the last person in line, should get the free lane.
Well, this is where it upset me. These people, they take the first opening spot in the new concession line, and it's like, hold on, wait 1 second. I was cool when you wanted to stake a claim on both lines.
Right.
I don't agree with it, but I'm cool with it. But then you go and you take the other line. When you see me and I'm a solo, I'm here by myself. Have a little pity on me if you can, please, guys. Yeah. And they go and they take that. It just rubbed me the wrong way.
But were they second in line in your line? Because when a new line opens up, whether it be Walmart, Target, Publix, or the movie
theater. Yeah, they were second in line in my line.
That's kind of their right away.
No, but it's not their right away. They forfeit their right away when they stake 2 lines.
239 says, did you really just rate the dude?
Yeah, I mean. All right.
What'd you give him a 4?
All right. What did you get at the concession stand?
What did we get? What did we? If I did. What would we be?
Peanut M&Ms, Sour Patch Kids, and a bottle of water.
That's all a right. good. That's a good snack. Sour Patch Kids.
I can't have the peanut M&Ms since I just got a new crown about 4 hours ago.
You know what I've done with the Sour Patch Kids is I did the Sour Patch Watermelon for so long because they are good.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
But I forgot how good the Sour Patch Kids were.
Yeah.
And the Sour Patch Kid, the fun thing about eating those in a movie theater is you don't know what flavor you're getting because it's so dark.
Oh.
So you're just pulling little kids out of this bag, little sugar-coated kids out of this bag, popping them in your mouth.
Oh.
And I was trying to guess what flavor I'm eating.
Wow.
Oh, that's lemon. Uh-huh. Orange, it's the best.
See, but I don't do just one at a time. I shove several in my pie hole, and then it's a combo flavor every time, which is probably a statement more about me than anything else.
Right.
All right. So so then you get to your seat and you see this couple that has already annoyed you.
Yep.
They plop down right in front of you.
Well, actually, I saw that because they got to their seats first.
Right.
Because they rudely cut me in line.
Right. They were ahead of you at that point.
Basically, they cut me 3 times.
Right.
But so they were already seated and I.
Now, did they start making out right away?
No.
Just throughout the movie?
Look, and I don't even want to portray it as a full-on makeout scene.
Yeah.
But they had their moments where they definitely missed some key plot points.
We determined that they're not married, but
I don't think they were married because I don't think married people do that.
Yeah, married people don't make out in the theater.
No, ever. Married people, they have a house for that sort of thing.
If that.
Like, if I'm going to start running the bases, I need to get somewhere.
Yeah. Well,
go
all
to
right.
first as a stand-up single.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Did the dude buy Goobers?
So their rating was a 5.
I know he bought a beer in front of me.
So he's 21, we think.
At least.
We think. Yeah, that's too old to be making out in the theater. If it were a 16, 17, 18-year-old, I guess I get it, right?
I was 13. But...
Well, you according to you, you had sex coming out of the womb. Everybody's doing
no.
it right away.
I said tribbles were born pregnant out of Star Trek. Don't lump me in with a furry little fuzzball thingy.
All right.
But, yeah. No, I kissed a girl before 17. Yes, I freely admit it. Gee, I'm all alone on an island on that. Jeez.
I said that would be the age you'd be making out in a movie theater.
13, yeah. 14. Wow. You keep saying wow.
Pete getting an early start.
That's not early.
Is it?
13 experiencing.
I think most people. No, I was in 7th grade. No, actually, technically, I was in 8th grade.
Oh, you must have got held back.
Girl broke up with me in 7th grade because I was too afraid to kiss her.
Yeah, it's funny. I broke up with my wife because she wouldn't kiss me.
Whoa. Stop the show.
Yeah.
5:12 p.m. March 12th, 2019. We've been together for 2 years. This is new information. All right, let's rewind the tape. All right, set it up. Where are we at?
Yeah, we were on a field trip somewhere at some museum. And, you know, you were in middle school. So you, what is dating in middle school,
were
right?
Were you going together?
Yeah, you hold hands at the in the hallway, whatever. It's stupid
12 years
stuff.
Old? Sixth grade?
Six, seven?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
I didn't go to a dance. I was seventh
grade.
Okay,
all right.
And... people are asking me to rate them. all right, that threw me for a loop. Well, anyway, so like we're in this museum, some Native American museum.
Okay.
I don't know.
Kind of boring.
And
why history? I don't need to learn.
That's ridiculous. Never mind. But moving on. So I'm like, hey, back in the museum.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. Have we spun off on our own here at this point? Or are we still on a group of
people?
Wait, this is your current wife?
My current
wife.
Yes!
This is why we stopped the show.
Sixth grade.
Yeah, sixth or seventh grade, whatever it was. And right. She was like, no.
I'm not that kind of girl.
I mean, no.
Yeah?
What do you mean, no?
How long were you dating? Or you weren't dating? Just
how long were you going together?
Calling on the phone? Were you talking on the phone?
I don't know. A few days. IMing more than talking on the phone.
Had you officially been out to like a movie, bowling, or skating at any point?
We had gone to a dance.
Okay.
At that point, I think.
So y'all were dating, quote unquote.
And so.
Did mom or dad pick you up and chauffeur you around or what?
No, so I was like, all right, fine. Well, this is over, clearly. And
wait, you think she didn't kiss you because she didn't like you, or she just didn't want to do it in front of everybody in the
And her friend Kate.
Yeah.
Was like, what's up, Chris?
Oh, she moved in that fast, huh?
Yeah, and she was actually in our wedding.
Were other kids making out that night at the dance?
There's no dance. This is a trip to the museum. Do you listen to the show?
Yeah. No, but okay, so it was, all right, trip to the museum. That's kind of a weird place to make out.
Wow. I didn't think so.
So you dumped her at that point?
Did you pee in the corner too?
Yeah, I did.
You pee everywhere else? Did you pee on the field trip?
No. Right. Come on, don't be ridiculous.
Did you physically say to her, all right, this is over? Or did you just give her the cold shoulder?
Yeah,
the rest
no,
of
the way? It was verbalized that if you can't do this, then what are we doing here?
Wow, how dare you, Chris?
12 years old.
Pressuring a woman who doesn't meet your needs and dumping
not
her. You're like that awful
not
guy.
Not pressuring.
You're that guy we tell our daughters to stay away from.
I am that guy. Let's not paint me in that light. All I said is, here's the opportunity.
Right.
This is in front of you, Sam.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at the catch I am. Don't you know who I am at 12?
Are you going to take the shot or not? And she said no. So, you know.
Shoot or shoot.
That's what I say.
I would pay money to get her to give us her side of this story at some point on the air.
Sam, 239-337-3776.
Sam, please call us.
No, I know she's home. She's been texting me.
There's two sides of this story.
She doesn't have a radio on in the house?
No, we don't. Actually, it's bad. We don't have a radio in our house.
Oh. So did you end up going out with Kate?
Yeah, I don't think we went out. We kind of made out, and then that was it.
That day?
On the bus, yeah.
So how was it?
She's in the wedding party with Sam, isn't
she? Oh, yeah. We're still great friends with Kate. She lives up in New York City. No, she's not married.
Does Sam know that Kate moved in on you that fast at the museum?
Oh, yeah. We've laughed about it at this point.
So how was it at the wedding? She's in the bridesmaid.
We moved on past it. It wasn't that big. I mean, we had all of high school as well.
Huh.
Felipe says, you guys never made arrangements with a lady friend to go to the bathroom during class to meet in the hallway or make out session at 12 or 13. That was legit. No. I was too scared.
I was never like the let me skip class kind of kid.
Yeah, I never skipped class.
I didn't either.
I was bad enough. I didn't need that attention put on me.
But I knew kids in 7th and 8th grade that kissed before every class, you know. I wasn't one, especially seventh grade. I was really shy around girls. Absolutely. Tough.
I was dating my wife in high school. We kissed a few times in the locker. But 13,
8th grade, that's when it started.
Oh, yeah.
At dances, make-out sessions. I told you, nothing better than Freebird or Stairway to Heaven to close out a dance.
My generation.
7 minutes, man. And if you know, you got to know right there who you want to be with. And if you're not with somebody and someone comes up to you that you kind of don't want to dance with for 7 minutes.
It's an awkward conversation. Yeah,
it's like you're making out. You're going home empty-handed, or something. You're trying to get a number. Anything.
Nobody wants to do that.
Nobody wants to do that.
Didn't you guys have dates going to the dance? What about the dance? Sometimes you go there with a date.
Sometimes yes, but sometimes I did. Sometimes you didn't. Sometimes you started dating somebody you met at the dance.
I always arrived at the dance prepared with a date.
My school had the balloon rule. For slow dancing?
Yeah. A balloon space between
you?
Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't enforce that. There's no way.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah. But it was. But that's what. That's really a sick feeling when that song comes on, Stairway to Heaven or Freebird. And
Stairway to Heaven is 7 minutes. Freebird is 14. Either you got a better shot with Freebird.
Well, the condensed 8-minute version.
That's not
either
as good.
You're alone and you got to sit on the bleachers for the 8 minutes before your parents come and pick you up.
Loser!
Oh, sorry.
Or you get stuck with, if you're a girl, a guy that you don't really want. How do you turn them down?
See, what's great about what my generation had that's really a huge advantage over your generation,
phone?
We had filthy hip-hop. You know how you dance to rap.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I don't,
yeah.
Others do, yeah. Wow.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, we didn't have hip-hop. I mean, we had Blondie. That was our hip-hop
right,
at the time.
Right, right.
No, Rapper's Delight.
Right. Well,
you know, yeah, but that's not the same as the Thong Song by Cisco, get what I'm saying.
Back then, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Scorpio was really popular.
Nelly Hottenhurst? You throw Nelly on Apache? At a middle school dance? Blow the roof off the place, man. This place is getting hot in her.
Were the lyrics bleeped out? What version did we run?
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
Remember Apache? Dun, 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 dun. Tonto, jump on it.
Yeah.
Jump on it. That and how about...
they did Tootsie Roll, like from back in your day?
I love that.
Oh,
I love
great
that song.
When
I was DJing in clubs, that was just, oh my God. That and Whoop There It Is back to back.
Oh, Whoop There It Is.
Didn't get much better than that. Didn't get much better than that. And that was like twerking before people knew what twerking was.
I feel like
it was unbelievable.
Indiana high school dances, a lot of line dancing.
No. I wasn't on a country farm. I was in the suburbs where the rich people lived.
I could see, like, Hickory High School.
Yeah.
You put on some good Patsy Cline.
No. False. False.
And now for a big hit of the night, here's Rhinestone Cowboy by Glen Campbell.
No, that is not how my high school rolled.
And that was a fast song.
Oh, Felipe coming in strong here. Juvenile. Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
I'll play it. That'll be our next bum music.
Really? We could get in trouble?
How about
lyrics?
Planet Rock? Remember Planet Rock? Oh, Planet Rock. What a great song. Apache and Planet Rock. Unbelievable. Wow. Oh, that was great stuff. You could roller skate to that. You could dance to it. Go to the beach to it. Those were the days.
Well, I am just fascinated and somewhat flabbergasted by the Sam story at Night at the Museum. They made a movie about that.
Makes a move on his wife to be at 12. She says, no, hell no.
Gave you the stop sign. Gave you the Heisman.
She gave me the Heisman. That's what happened. I got stiff-armed by my wife.
I think this is fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Now, how many times did you all date and undate and break up and get back? I mean, if you were seeing each other in junior high and then you ultimately got married.
Yeah.
How many times were we on and off again, on and off
Middle school was like a pendulum. I mean, it was.
Well, it should be. You shouldn't get tied down in middle school. You're 12, 13, 14.
Yeah. But then by high school, it was pretty locked in.
Yeah.
You know, you had your few stupid breakups that last a day or two or whatever.
Yeah.
But
well, did you go to prom with her like I did with my wife? I mean,
yeah.
If you're not, okay.
Oh, we started dating freshman prom.
Yeah.
Which my school was so small that freshmen got to go to prom. I know
a
lot of schools around here, you don't get to go to prom until you're a junior.
Yeah.
We did. Something like that.
Yeah.
So,
do you have to turn down proms because it got to be too many?
I didn't have that. No, we just
prom.
Have the spring prom in May before.
If you're single, I wasn't single through high school, but the, but there are those friends of mine, guys and girls, who were single. You get asked to four or five. I mean, it really takes. If you're a guy, you get asked to four proms, you're done. Wipes you out.
Oh, financially? Yeah. Tickets were like $80 to go to prom or something like that.
Hey, everybody, keep texting in your favorite songs from middle school and high school dance. I'm getting a kick out of this.
Chris, just stop short. Pete, roller skating? Yeah, I was a skate guard. It was one of my jobs. I played hockey, man. I was a legend on roller skates.
I went to one roller skating field trip.
I want to go down here. There's a rink down here.
No, I'm glad that roller skating wasn't cool when I was growing up.
Yeah, I could get injured.
We had fun stuff like laser tag.
Yeah, but it's hard to pick up girls laser tag.
No, we had Bell Tower Shops is how you picked up girls. Oh, my gosh. Bell Tower, the movie theater?
Yeah.
Before Coconut and Gulf Coast
was
built
and everything?
Yeah, it's
like Best Times at Richmond High in the mall.
Oh, my gosh, man.
It's like
a Friday or a Saturday night at Bell Tower?
Well, yeah.
The place was packed.
Yeah.
I'm talking 4,000 kids all just hanging out outside. I mean,
yeah, you saw Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That's what that was.
Had to kill the actual movie theater business.
Really?
And nobody's paying for a ticket to go to a movie.
Y'all told you everyone lied to their parents, said they were, and just hang out.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't do that.
Great, good times.
Man.
And then your parents says, "How was the movie?"
Oh, it was great. I recommend it.
I recommend it.
Do you think parents have any idea what really was? Do you think parents have any clue what really happens in college? I remember my friend's parents came back. A good friend of mine, Dan, went to Emory, a very good school in Georgia, right? Really, and he's a doctor now or something, whatever. This is way back. And the funny thing was his parent, he was adopted. His mom was Australian, wonderful lady. And his dad was from Spain, a pathologist, unbelievable, just great, great people. And in her Australian act going down, she's like, I could not believe when she walked in the door and saw the filth. And all these kids were smart kids and all did well in college, but how they lived. Yeah. I don't think parents have a full grasp on the whole that when you're going to school and you drop your kids off on the whole, you are dropping them off in a mini Disney world. And it's amazing. I give credit to any of them, because I didn't have to grow through it, that make it all 4 years, especially if you're living on campus, and make it. God bless you. I couldn't do it.
239, so it's the second day of free agency. I get out of a long day of work, turn on the radio, get to hear about Chris's dating life. Cool. Sports radio.
That's right.
Sorry, pal. Sport.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3.
You're late.
Oh, I am late. And we will recap. Le'Veon Bell's not signed.
No. Right. The Utah Jazz fan has been
ejected,
barred for life from Jazz games.
Because of the Russell Westbrook
Laurie
situation.
Loughlin is in custody. If you don't know, she was part of the scam, which we'll get into, that bribing colleges to take their sons or daughters in, a big, gigantic, called Operation Varsity Blues. Seriously, the feds have named it Operation Varsity Blues.
And 678 says, I see Craig's high school being like Footloose. Now, see, in 30 seconds, you are all caught up.
Oh, the fights at Bell Tower were epic.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Shall we recap some of those when we come
back? No, I don't even want to do that, actually.
Oh, I do.
There are people who got barred for life from Bell Tower.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Just
I
like
want to
hear
fan
about
this.
From Utah.
All right, it's all coming up. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Cash money records picking over for this is Juvenile.
This is Juvenile. Oh, you mean this is the name of the guy?
Yep.
Word. Saw number 3, Chance the Rapper, on a Doritos commercial last night.
Love
cool.
Doritos.
I love Chance the Rapper. I mean, I can't name any of his songs, but I seem to like him. Puts out a positive vibe. And then either the Backstreet Boys or somebody else was one of those boy bands were in the background. Dorito Extra Hot. Can't go there.
Backstreet Boys. Watched a documentary on them a couple weeks ago.
And I get my boy bands mixed up between Backstreet Boys. Which one had Justin Timberlake?
What?
Which one had Justin Timberlake?
NSYNC.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
All
Brian right. From Backstreet Boys. Not doing well.
What do you mean not doing well?
Vocal cords all messed up.
Is he sick?
Yeah, not good.
Oh, did not know that. All right, as I continue to show my coolness to all of Southwest Florida, let's get everybody caught up on the Russell Westbrook situation. So let's take you back at the time machine. This is last night. It is Oklahoma City versus Utah. By the way, OKC won Russell Westbrook had a pretty good game, a little bit short of a triple-double, but it was a good game. He's icing down his knees on the sideline, and he's getting into it with a fan that either said something to the effect of, ah, go back to icing your knees, or either get down on your knees, or something in between.
We know he said get down on your knees, and another a bad statement, and Twitter, which he deleted on his account.
Which I would take as a inappropriate sexual jab. Russell Westbrook thought it was racist. Either way, that was his explanation. Here from the Desert News is a little sound. This is mostly you're just going to hear Westbrook barking and being bleeped out at this fan. Here's the only response we saw on the media in the media last night. All right, and so it was hard to hear, but it was one-sided from that. And yeah. Look, Russell Westbrook has had situations just a couple weeks ago. A little 8-year-old fan grabbed him from behind. He turned around. He was not violent or anything bad like that, but he's knocked a cell phone out of a fan. He went Conor McGregor on a fan. By the way, he was arrested in Miami for slapping a guy's phone out of his hand at the wasn't the Clevelander. It was the Fontainebleau, last night. Yeah.
Club Live.
Was it?
Club Live at Fontainebleau.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Thank you for sending me straight there.
Technicality.
So anyway, we have an update to what's going on here. Russell Westbrook's been fined, and this fan, and we'll continue to hear more sound bites from this story. The fan
has been banned.
Banned from the game. Banned from the store.
Shane Kizel banned. He's 45 years old. So we don't know what the wife said, or because there's no audio of her.
Right.
But he got banned, which I'm not surprised at. When you go back and see his other social media, some nasty stuff on there and what he's done, you know. Still, $25,000 fine for Westbrook. Lucky he didn't get suspended because it's just not worth it. And I know there's only so much there's only so much you can take verbally. It's one thing if somebody comes and touches you or assaults you or throws something at you. When you're talking about harsh language, racial or not, you can't go threaten somebody as a public or anybody.
You can tell fan I'm going to bleep you up.
All you're going to do is get yourself in trouble. That's all you're going to do.
Yeah.
You're going to walk up to the guy and punch him in the face?
That's not going to work.
Where's that going to get you? We've had this conversation time and time again. You were a public figure. You got to walk away.
In the pokey.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean what the fan did is right either.
No, we know what he's a dink. And he got what he deserved. Obviously, they banned him from the whole never going in that building again.
All right, let's hear post-game Westbrook's reaction and his side of the story.
The realization of it is how it started was a young man and his wife in the stands told me to get down on my knees like he used to. And for me, that's just completely disrespectful to me. I think it's racial. I think it's just inappropriate in a sense of there's no protection for the players.
Hmm. I mean, all that's true. But again, you got to turn around. I mean, as long as he's not throwing a cup of beer at you or a battery at you, I mean, just look the other way. In my opinion,
you'll get security. Go to security. There's tons of them around. And say, get that guy out of here. You threatening his wife and anybody else, it's not going to do you any good except get you a $25,000 fine. You're lucky you didn't get suspended.
I also think that Russell Westbrook has just been – he's had some bad luck with this sort of thing. Like the thing that happened in – was it Denver or Portland last week?
With the kid?
Yeah. I think it was Denver.
It was Denver.
Portland, sorry, whatever.
It was Denver.
But he was absolutely right, and I thought he handled that situation where the kid grabbed him on the arm. I thought he handled that perfect.
I agree.
He didn't make the kid cry or anything. He kind of turned around like, whoa, and
told his dad,
you got to watch out for your kid. He can't be grabbing people because if Russ would have just kind of thrown a backhand back, like, who's talking to me? Who's grabbing me?
Yeah.
I don't think he would have been in the wrong. Now, it would have been portrayed as that because
it would have been ugly as
right,
anything.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been, but also think the father, why isn't he jumping up and grabbing the kid? I can't imagine me trying to do that. And my father not, at that age, and my father not grabbing. What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
And
My kid's hand would have never even made it to Russ's jersey.
No, I thought he did a spectacular job handling that situation. Like, yep. He realized, like, oh, this is not a drunk a-hole. This is a 13-year-old kid. Let's teach him something here.
All right, let's. There's more on Westbrook. Said he would never be disrespectful toward a woman. Again, the man's wife got involved in this.
Well, he was last night, so.
Yeah, well, let's take a listen.
As for beating up his wife, I've never put my hand on a woman. I never will. Never been in any domestic violence before, never have before. But once he said the comment, his wife repeated it, the same thing to me as well. So that's kind of how that started. I know you guys only got the tail end of the video, but the start of the video is way more important and way more disrespectful than what you guys heard. So appreciate y'all.
Yeah. The girlfriend, his girlfriend was Jennifer Huff.
All right. The Jazz fan, the Kaisel guy.
Yeah, Shant Kaisel.
Is this him? He was involved in the incident. He said Westbrook just flipped out. This was on KSL TV.
He was smiling at one point, and there was a lot of people, because it was when, you know, Joe had come by and poked Paul George in the eye, and then Joe goes over and apologizes immediately. Russ is just F-bombing and carrying on, acting a fool down here, and everybody's getting on him. And he had, I guess, heat. I thought it was ice. I just told him, I'm like, just sit down and ice your knees, bro. And he turned to me and he's like, that's heat. That's heat. And I'm like, well, you're going to need it. And then it turned into not safe for work. Huh.
Well, and apparently, like I said, the guy's kind of a coward because he deleted his Twitter account. And there's some nasty stuff on there. I didn't see anything. It could be interpreted as racial. I'm saying that what he did say, get down on your knees. And this goes back to last year about him busting Westbrook. Not even recently. It was this year and last year. So he's obviously got some sort of issue with this guy. And I saw a couple of tweets. Could have been more that actually were real. I don't know. But the guy seems like, just a total troll.
Well, there are other players in the league, Dwayne Wade among them, who know who this guy is. If you're an NBA fan, even if you're a season ticket holder, and players know who you are, there's a 99% chance you're a jerk and have a problem. If players know who you are and know your name, that's probably not a good thing. And it means you've been disruptive toward other players in the past. So, all right. So the player, the fan is banned, and no word on the girlfriend. And Russell Westbrook got a $25,000 fine.
My guess is they're both banned from the store. Both of them.
Probably.
It's a stadium.
I know, but it's a Seinfeld reference.
Sorry.
Banned.
Just trying to pick up.
Banned from the stadium. There.
Kramer and doubt. Jerry had to return some fruit.
Yeah.
And
wait a second. This is not your fruit.
Yeah. Well, okay. Kramer got banned first. Then Jerry went in to get Kramer. Kramer asked Jerry to go in and get his fruit.
Kramer got banned because he wanted to return what he considered a bad-tasting peach.
Yeah.
From Joe's.
You can't return a peach.
That's what Jerry said.
That's exactly right.
That's God's deal. Well, if you bite into it, it's no good. That's the bargain you take when you buy a piece of fruit.
That's it. He goes, what Joe says, like, I don't...
Just because I like a sour orange doesn't mean I can return all the sweet oranges that I ever buy.
Right. Exactly.
Now, a banana?
Blood orange.
Banana, you can tell how it's going to taste just by looking at it.
Yeah, by the color. What phase it's in. Yeah. And we've had that. We've done a show on...
I think
we all prefer a different level of banana.
No, you guys are on the green.
I'm greenish yellow.
You guys agree with
that. Pete's middle, and you like them brown.
I don't like them brown. I like them slightly spotted. Like a nice freckling is the perfect banana. Just a little splotching here and there on the outside. That means you got a nice, sweet banana on the inside of that peel.
I like it just greenish yellow. Just turning yellow from green.
Chris, when they get to the stage that Chris likes them, we start freezing them and save them for smoothies later on.
Who freezes a banana?
I know. It's awkward. I got frozen bananas in my freezer right now. I'm trying to catch on. For smoothies.
Oh, I was going to say for a drink,
Bucks, this is all down in the last hour. Bucks signing former Cardinals hybrid linebacker safety. Is that Deion?
Deion what?
Deion Buchanan.
Oh. Yeah.
But that's per Ian Rappaport. So.
Oh, tap the brakes on that.
And they are the Bucks, that is, are finalizing a 4-year deal with former 49ers punter Bradley Pinion.
Yep, and they cut Brian Anger, who had a real good year last year, but of course anybody would, playing for the Bucks.
It's like some awkward moves in the last 24 hours.
What's that
Bucks
face for? What are you looking at?
No,
something?
I got some in my eye.
Oh, you look
it's
like
been
you
all that, day, you man. That, my left eye has just been...
You had that breaking news face.
No.
Yeah. When Chris stops and starts reading, it's like, uh-oh. He's
gonna, I promise you, Le'Veon Bell's going to sign when we get off the air. I guarantee you. It's got 602 written all over it.
Unfortunately, I think we're getting towards that.
We will
spot
update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll on where we think he's going.
Yes, we will.
We've tried to hang in there for 4 hours and figure out where he was going to go.
We learned a lot today. Learned a lot about Chris.
About Chris than anything else. Enjoyed a little comedy along the way. It was a fun day.
Great day. Beautiful day.
All right. Let's do it. We got What You Got. That's coming up next. We'll close it out on a Tuesday. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
And What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. At every Twin Peaks, you'll find wall-to-wall TVs made from scratch food and the signature 29-degree beer.
Yeah.
Served by the best-in-class Twin Peaks girls. Welcome to your new local spot for sports and scenic views. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. Just a reminder, and again, a thanks to Greg Murphy, Jimmy Dunn, and Mike, who are here. It is Comedy on the Fly.
Yeah.
Performance at the Residence Inn at the Gulf Coast Town Center every night this week at 7 o'clock. In fact, if you go tonight or tomorrow, especially tonight.
Tonight or tomorrow night.
Mention Robert Kraft at the door. They'll waive the cover fee.
Yep.
All right?
It's normally $20.
Yeah, and save yourself some cashish. So well worth it. I certainly enjoyed my time with them when they were here.
Hashish, is that a real thing, or you just make that up?
That's a real word.
You're thinking of hashish.
You're thinking of hashish, which is a drug out of the Middle East.
I never think of hashish.
Very similar to marijuana. I believe it's THC, actually. Same component.
Wow, you really went off on a tangent there. I'm unaware of.
It's a little more potent than marijuana.
Yeah, I've seen a documentary. I could get into it, but.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. 1985, this day in history, March 12th, one Larry Bird put on a shooting clinic for the ages, scoring a Celtics record 60 points in a game against the Atlanta Hawks. Didn't everybody score 60 against the Hawks?
No.
They were horrible.
You know why he did that? I believe it was the night before.
Because he's a ball hog?
No. The night before, McHale scored 55 or 50, threw it in Bird's face, busted chops the whole day. He goes, he said it at the press conference. He goes, I'm going to get 60 tomorrow. And he did.
It's crazy how like the all-time greats call that.
Yeah, do they can do they it. Want. Yeah. Just call their shot.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Daryl Strawberry, 57, which is 30 more birthdays than I thought he would ever have. So God bless him for being around.
Who did he party with?
Doc Gooden.
Doc Gooden.
The entire New York Mets.
Who didn't he party with?
Yeah. All right. So that's all I got. Pete, what you got?
All right. A couple of things. One, let's update the polls. At 99.3 ESPN Radio on Twitter. If you were Teddy Bridgewater, would you rather be a starter in Miami or a backup in New Orleans? Over 200 votes. New Orleans, 52%. Miami, 48%. Miami's catching up.
All right.
What do you think, Le'Veon Bell? Who do you think he'll sign with? Still, no one, but... choices, Jets, Raiders, Texans, or other. Jets, 39%. Other, 32%. Most of them Ravens fans. And Raiders, 23%. Texans, 6%. And because Chris had a weird experience last night seeing Captain Marvel at the movie theater, is it okay? So 220 rolls making out. Is it okay to make out at the movie theater? 54% say yes, it is.
Huh. All right. All right, Chris has been doing a thing for about almost 2 weeks now, Stone Cold Lock Picks of the Night, one specific pick that he has researched and feels good, and he's making money, and apparently, according to the Stony Brook Golf Club text line, listeners and fans are taking very seriously and putting money on based on, and people are following you, Chris, so get it right.
Well, I mean, I've been doing that. I've won 3 in a row. I'm 6-2.
Hot.
Year to date.
Yeah.
And bad board tonight. A lot of low conference college basketball games. The big boys aren't playing yet. Kind of a strange NBA night with a lot of big numbers up on the board.
Yeah.
I think I saw 3 double-digit lines, which I like to stay away from.
Yeah.
But I found one.
I
sifted through all the minutiae. I sifted through all the baloney out there, and I found one good one.
I know what you're going to pick, and we're going to be in agreement, I think.
Really? Is it NBA?
Yes.
All right. The San Antonio Spurs are 5.5-point favorites at Dallas. Dallas 1-10 in their last 11. Luka Doncic, he is questionable to play. He actually gutted it out.
Get on it now, then, before he's out of.
Played on it. Yes, get on it now. It's at 5.5. He's still questionable. He's going to be a game time decision. Lay the 5.5.
Sounds good.
Go with the Spurs.
All right.
Where were you going?
I was going Portland -2.5 at the Clippers tonight. They've won 3 straight on the road against the Clippers.
I've been burned by the Trailblazers like 5 times this year, so I'm staying away from them, but I do like that pick.
Clippers coming off their cocky win over the Celtics last night, and I'm going Portland. I'm 4-1.
By the way, did I not tell you the Clippers were going to beat your Celtics last night?
No,
I
should.
I should be doing picks.
No, but like I said, it was 4 games. It wasn't like a 7-game road trip.
They
didn't have to go anywhere.
I love Kyrie's quote after the game,
too. I didn't realize Tatum wasn't going to Kyrie, please.
Let's get the hell out of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your boy LeBron lives here. Come
That's
on.
That's right. That's right. All right, we have Spain and Fitz coming up at the top for about 45 minutes before we give way to college basketball.
And we will start with the CAA, the Colonial Conference Championship. That's Hofstra and Northeastern. So that'll start at 6:45. Yeah. Then once that game is over, we will go to the West Coast Conference. Big time rivalry, Gonzaga and St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Gonzaga's going to roll.
Gonzaga, number one team in the nation.
I don't know why St. Mary's has given them fits over the years. Maybe not this year.
They played twice this year. Yeah. And St. Mary's hung in when it was at the Gale.
Yeah, I saw the second game.
But the first game was 40.
Yeah.
And I'm not being...
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, it was
look at Wofford last night. They beat him by 42, and that was close from all the way down.
I know.
They still covered, though. Nice call on Wofford.
Nice job there. All right, I think that will do it.
We just missed a goal call.
I can close this out.
Your cap might come flying out.
You're right. I got a bad tooth. I've got it. Yeah, exactly. All right, so I'll do it. We'll be back tomorrow for a hump day Wednesday. Get y'all. Hopefully, Le'Veon Bell will have a team so that we could put this to rest and move on with our lives. So have a great night. Thanks for listening. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm still in playoff mode. I don't care about my teammates. Ready to go. Have a great night. God bless America.